Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered. Welcome to the Whole Happy Successful podcast, where we will talk about positivity, mindset, and different tactics and strategies to be more happy and successful. I'm your host, Behnaz Bala, and I'm on a mission to help as many people as possible to be more successful through a positive mindset. Whether you're looking to improve your career, strengthen your relationships, or find more happiness and fulfillment in your life, you'll find the guidance and inspiration you need right here. Join me in this fascinating journey and become more whole, happy, and successful. Welcome to the beautiful world of the power of mind and positive thinking. Let's start our journey together. You're ready to launch your new product or start that podcast, but then you hear a critical inner voice saying, "I don't know where to start. Who would listen to me anyway? I don't have enough experience to do this. I need to take more courses or join more groups or get more coaching first." Imagine having the confidence you need to step into your full potential. Imagine owning your experience and building a business and life that you love. Imagine meeting every obstacle head-on with plenty of confidence to spare. You have the potential to accomplish all of your business goals, but you let your inner blocks or limiting beliefs hold you back, so you keep playing small. You work with clients that don't pay you what you're worth. You don't publish that book because you think you don't have enough experience. You don't partner with a business coach because you think you're not important enough. You keep listening to these lies, replaying them like a beloved song. You do this not because you love being stuck, but because being stuck feels safer than going after what you really want. Self-sabotage is the playground bully that keeps pushing you around, and it's time that you get angry. It's time that you stop listening to these taunts and insults. It's time that you take back your power and become the successful person you are meant to be. You can build a business that you adore, the one that nurtures your soul and pays your bills. But first, you have to tackle the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Don't be afraid. Your best life is waiting for you on the other side. The first step to take is how to recognize limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are the ones that hold you back from achieving your very best in business and in life. These beliefs are often so ingrained that it takes time to learn how to recognize them. Here are some warning signs that what you are thinking might actually be self-sabotage in disguise. Limiting beliefs are negative. Limiting beliefs are always negative. It is the voice in your head that lists all the reasons you won't succeed. You might think negative comments like, "Who are you to do this? Nobody is interested in what you say. You're too dumb to succeed. Everyone will laugh behind your back if you try to do this." You may not realize this, but these negative thoughts are often a defense mechanism. You never have to try if you believe that you're automatically going to fail, and if you don't try, then you don't have to risk getting hurt or failing. Limiting beliefs encourage a poverty mindset. Often limiting beliefs leave you stuck with a poverty mindset. This goes beyond finances and affects how you live your life and run your business. Your inner voice might say things like, "There's only so much success to go around. I can't get ahead in business because my platform is tiny. All of my competitors are driving down the cost of my services, so I can't make a living wage." This type of poverty mindset keeps you fiercely guarding what's yours. Not only does this keep you from growing your business, it keeps you from becoming friends with other entrepreneurs. You see everyone as a competitor rather than a potential business partner or affiliate. limiting beliefs paint you as a victim. Limiting beliefs make you think you're a victim. For example, you might think things like, success isn't in my genes. I'm destined to be a loser. It doesn't matter how hard I work, I still won't be able to succeed. The problem with these thoughts is that they can convince you that you really are powerless. As a result, you don't challenge your limiting beliefs. You stay stuck in the same place for months or even years, never realizing that the real problem was your mindset. Recognizing limiting beliefs does take time. When you find yourself focused on a limiting belief, try to counter it with a positive truth. Keep doing this, and eventually you'll notice a shift in your mindset that will lead to a stronger business and a better life. Your mind is like a soundtrack. It constantly plays thoughts as you go through your day. You might have thought things like, I'm too stupid to do this. My podcast is going to flop. I can't write compelling copy like other online business owners. I'm not successful enough to attend a seminar. If you've ever had thoughts like the ones mentioned, then you've dealt with the limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are the thoughts that hold you back from going after your business goals and prevent you from creating a life you love. But don't think you have to give in to these thoughts. Your thoughts are under your control. When you take the time to understand how limiting beliefs develop, you can gain insight and learn how to change your mental soundtrack. Did you know that unkind remarks can result in limiting beliefs? Well, they can. Limiting beliefs can stem from unkind remarks from other people. It may have been the teacher that told you that you were a terrible writer, the verbally abusive parent who called you worthless as a child, or a friend who envies your life. Many people make the mistake of believing that what they are told about themselves is true. They don't test the belief when the words are said. This can cause you to carry around statements about your abilities that simply aren't true. Self-doubt can lead to limiting beliefs. Everyone is insecure and doubts their own abilities at some point in their life. Maybe you weren't picked to work on a web design project you really wanted, so you assumed that your designs were terrible. During times of self-doubt, it's important to remember that other people's decisions are not a reflection of you. There are many reasons you may have missed out on the opportunity to work on a project that have nothing to do with you. Maybe you weren't meant to work on that project because a better project is waiting for you. Your perception of others can cause limiting beliefs. Imagine this. You're at a networking event. You spot another small business owner in the crowd and you walk toward them. Before you can reach them, they turn away. You assume they don't want to talk to you. You might think things like, I'm boring in conversations. No one is interested in me. Maybe they believe I don't belong here. Your perception of this person keeps you from reaching out. So you stick to talking just with people you already know, and you miss out the chance to build some great professional relationships. Learning how to change your mental soundtrack is essential if you want to reach the next level in your business. When you hear limiting beliefs, take a moment to consider if they are really true or if they are simply lies that you've accepted as truth. It's important to overcome your limiting beliefs to grow your business. You carry around a lot of limiting beliefs. These beliefs are preventing you from taking that next step in building your business. Here's how to tackle limiting beliefs and tell them goodbye. Number one, take responsibility. Your limiting beliefs are acting as a safety net. They're trying to protect you, but it's your job to decide whether these thoughts are helping you or keeping you from true growth. Number two, become aware. Pause and listen to your thoughts throughout the day. Become aware of negative and positive thoughts surrounding you as you work towards your goals. Write these thoughts down. Number 3, acknowledge the belief. Approach limiting beliefs with kindness and follow up with gentle questions. Try to approach your beliefs as if you were talking to a young child. For example, you might say, "I understand that you feel scared of this new direction. But are you really happy where you are? Or is it just that you feel safe here?" Number 4, use journaling. It can be helpful to use journaling to get to the root of your belief. Is the belief that you are struggling with an echo of what others told you or made you feel like at some point in your life? Is the belief out of perspective? What is the worst that can happen? Number 5, reframe the belief. Limiting beliefs don't have to keep you stuck. You can counter them with positive affirmations that help you move towards your goals. For example, your limiting belief might be that you can't earn above a certain amount. Challenge this belief with affirmations like, "My earning potential is only limited by my choices. I do good work and I deserve to be well compensated for it." Remember that you're in control. You can grow your business and turn it into a thriving empire when you challenge your limiting beliefs. Now, let's see how to step away from limiting beliefs and into your potential. When it comes to crushing your limiting beliefs, it's easy to read and think about it. But doing those two things won't help you get go of limiting beliefs. You have to be willing to take action consistently if you really want to live free from them. Here's how to get started. Number 1, identify a limiting belief. Choose one limiting belief that's holding you back and that you would like to change. Once you've picked a limiting belief, grab a sheet of paper and write down all of the bad things that will happen if you challenge your belief. For example, if you're afraid to market your services, write that down. Then write down all the bad things that will happen if you try to market your services. Maybe you fear people will laugh at you or that no one needs your services. Number 2, challenge your fears. Emily feared rejection, but one day she decided that she was done. She wasn't going to listen to her fear anymore. She set out on a journey that she called 100 Days of Rejection. Each day, she would make a request that she was sure would be rejected. For example, she asked to borrow $100 from a stranger, dance with a waiter, and sit in a police driver's car. These activities might sound silly, and they are, but they taught Emily how to overcome her fear of rejection. You can do the same thing and challenge your own fear. Go to a networking event and pitch your services. Reach out to some of your LinkedIn connections to see if they could see a freelancer service. It's important to do this because you are retraining your mind about the consequences of your choices. Instead of thinking rejection is the worst thing ever, you will see that not only you can handle rejection, but that you actually have a lot to offer potential clients. Number 3, ask for the support of a friend. If you know an entrepreneur or a small business owner that is dealing with their own limiting beliefs, then it might be a good idea to team up together. Each month, you both pick a belief that you would like to let go of. Have weekly check-in calls to talk about your progress and setbacks. As you journey together, you will learn how to tackle your beliefs and grow your business in exciting new ways. Don't think that you have to overcome all of your limiting beliefs in a day or two. It does take time to let go of beliefs you have held for so long. Be patient with yourself during the process and keep a positive attitude. You can do this. I would like to invite you to my coaching program, Limitless Mindset Mastery, in which one of the pillars is clearing your limiting beliefs. The techniques discussed here and more are used in my coaching program, and you can get started on your unique journey toward massive transformation. The link to more information is in the show notes. You could also book a free clarity call with me to talk about your issues and ways to resolve them. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you would like to know more about limiting beliefs, you are so welcome to join us on my free Facebook group, Mindset Mastery for Business Success. I will have a video in the group on Thursday in which I will talk about money blocks. I'm so looking forward to welcoming you there. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with your friends and family. I would also love to hear your thoughts and experiences, so leave a comment and share them with me. Also, I would love to invite you to join my free Facebook group, Mindset Mastery for Business Success, and discover more. The link to join is in the show notes. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will continue to explore important topics related to being whole, happy, and successful. I am so looking forward to talking to you next week. Expect the best, and the best will happen to you.